We're continuing our study in the 8th chapter of 2 Samuel, and we're ready to begin at the 15th verse. There are four verses left in this chapter, and in these last four verses, there's a description given of the way David organized the administration of his government. Saul didn't seem to have nearly as well of an organization in his government as David did. Saul's government seemed to be more on a temporary basis as far as organization goes. He only had one chief person that we can read about, and that was Abner, the captain of the host. There is no other great officer that we can read of besides Abner. However, we find that David does a lot more organization, and he is more or less setting the tone now for how the government's going to be that will follow after him. Verse 15, "And David reigned over all Israel, and David executed judgment and justice unto all his people." So we see that David not only had the right to reign over all Israel, now he was actually in the process of doing this. He was the king of all Israel. There was not one little nook nor cranny in the kingdom of Israel that David wasn't the king of. He was king of each tribe. He was king of each person. And so he extended his wisdom and greatness unto all the nations so that every person was allowed to benefit from this greatness of David. And so it is today in the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the offspring of David. Everyone in the kingdom knows him. In this new age in which we have this new covenant given to us by God, a man will not have to say to his neighbor, "Know the Lord," for he says, "All shall know him from the least to the greatest." You can't get in this kingdom without knowing him. And so it was in this kingdom of David. He reigned over all Israel. And David executed judgment and justice unto all his people. So that David had an organization here that allowed him to see that judgment was extended to every person. Whatever the problem was, whatever the grievance might have been, whatever the need for having a say in the affairs of the community, David had it arranged so that this could be done. And judgment then was given to all the people. Everyone had a right. Everyone had an access to the court of David so far as the judgment goes. And he gave justice unto all his people. That is, whatever was the right thing to be done, whatever was the proper thing, whatever was the thing that would be consistent with justice, all the people had access to it. So ideally, the way David had organized things, there would be no true discrimination. There'd be no one who could thwart the courts of the land. No one who could take advantage of some loophole in the law to defraud his brother or his neighbor, but all the people had judgment and justice. Now, beginning in the 16th verse and through the end of the chapter, the next three verses, let's read those verses, then we'll explain them, for they have more to do with the organization of this administration of David's government. "And Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was over the host, and Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorder, and Zadok, the son of Ahitub, and Ahimelech, the son of Abiathar, were the priests, and Seraiah was the scribe, and Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, was over both the Cherethites and the Pelethites, and David's sons were chief rulers." So let's look at what this says about the organization of David's government. He had two men that he appointed as military officers. First is named Joab, the son of Zeruiah. Of course, we know that Zeruiah was the sister of David, and so this would be David's nephew. He was the head over the host. That is, he was the chief captain of the army, and this has to do primarily with the army that's in the field, the army that goes out to take care of the battles and the needs of the defense of the nation. And we can see how that would be a very high post to have. Then there's another one named in verse 18 who is head over another portion of the army. Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, was over both the Cherethites and the Pelethites. Now, there's a little bit of dispute as to exactly who these two groups of people, known as the Cherethites and the Pelethites, are. One tradition says that the Cherethites were the ones who followed David when he was first sought after by Saul, and the Pelethites are the ones who came to him when he was at Ziklag, while he was taking refuge with the Philistines. However, Other translations render these words the Cherethites, meaning archers, and the Pelethites, meaning the slingers. And that's probably more of an accurate translation. And what this would mean then is that Benaniah was over the two groups of people who were the guards of David, the guards of the palace. They carried on the military work that was close at home, the things that were to be done so far as having a militia at the beck and call of the king, and they would then attend to those things that were of a military nature and of a state nature that required the use of enlisted men. So we have two then that are military officers, Joab over the host and Benaniah over these two groups, the archers and the slingers. Then he appoints two ecclesiastical officers. One is Zadok, and Zadok was the son of Ahitub, and then the other one is Ahimelech, the son of Abiathar. Now Abiathar is the chief priest, but these two priests, Zadok and Ahimelech, they were appointed to be the assistants, it seems, to Abiathar. So we have two ecclesiastical officers that are appointed by David to have some special position, and of course they would have to work under Abiathar, the high priest. And next we see where he appoints two civil officers. One was a recorder. His name was Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud. Now this position of recorder, there's a little bit of a dispute as to exactly what it involves, but it seems that Jehoshaphat was to be like a prime minister. He was the one that was to keep a record of all of the official activities of the nation, the military actions, the court actions, and so forth. And he probably had the function of reminding David of things that were to be attended to, events that were to be recognized. And then, of course, David is the one who performed the function. This man didn't function in the place of David. This man didn't do what was David's duty as a king, but he was an assistant in that he kept a record of the events. Then the second civil officer is a person named Seraiah, who was known as the scribe. And this person probably was a personal secretary to David. He could draw up court orders and necessary legal documents and papers for David. So we have these two men then appointed to be the civil officers. And last but not least, he mentions the fact that David's sons were chief rulers. Now they had a special position here known as chief rulers. We do not know exactly what this entailed, but we know that it would have to be a position with a lot of authority, a position that would require some use of intelligence and skill and wisdom to be able to perform this. And so we can see that David was training his sons then in the government, in the management of the government, and this was manifested by the fact that he made them chief rulers. And no doubt one of these would be Solomon, who was to be the next king. We read about them being in this position of rulers in 1 Chronicles 18, verse 17. Now, as surely as David allowed his sons to have this position of authority, to be known as chief rulers, we find that we today, in the New Testament, when we follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, have a position of more authority, a position of more privilege than these sons of David had. For we read in Revelation 1, verse 6, "And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." So we then are in a position of being kings and priests. We occupy more than just one position. We are the kings and we are the priests unto him, so that we reign with him, we rule with him, and we also serve God with him. So in these last four verses of this eighth chapter of 2 Samuel, we have a good review of the administration of David's kingship. He reigned over all Israel. He executed judgment and justice unto all of his people. He had two military officers, two ecclesiastical officers, two civil officers, and his sons then were made chief rulers. So that brings to a close the eighth chapter of 2 Samuel. We're now ready to begin the ninth chapter.